We're talking about the flesh trying to find merit and favor in the sight of God. Works. Folks, how many of you have come to a place where you have cut off, you have finally cut off by faith any dependence on your own flesh? How many of you come to a place where you have said, Lord, I can't handle it. This hand of mine that's taken control of everything. Folks, if you're still in control, you're under the old covenant. You have to say, Jesus, I'm not in control anymore. I've messed up everything my hand has been put to. My feet have led me astray. Lord, I go the wrong. I've been giving, going in my own direction. I'm not totally dependent upon you. He's talking about total dependence. And the Lord said, you're not seeing with, he said, your eye is focused on the wrong thing. He said, you've got to cut off that focus. You are not focused on the right thing. You're focused on your own ability, your own power. Your eye is, you've got to pluck that out. You've got to absolutely rid your body, rid your mind, rid your heart of this kind of thinking. And folks, that's what God's been dealing with me about. Saying, David, you'll never understand the new covenant. You'll never understand the cross. You'll never come into rest. You'll never be able to face what is coming until you have finally, once and for all, cut off any hope of pleasing me or bringing something to my throne of goodness. There's no plea that you have. And until that is final and you have cast yourself completely at the cross, then there's no hope.